Hello.
Hello, and welcome to the Comixology podcast that now has a name.
That's right, the Comixologists.
Yes, we are your Comixologists, Jake Weatherman, and at Slim over here. And wow, this is the number one show.
First ever show.
The Comixologist.
I'm honored to be here with you.
I know, I feel like such a scholar now.
You are a scholar. You look like a scholar.
Yes, I'm a gentleman too.
So we have the Weatherman is here.
Mm-hmm.
I am Slim from Comixology. We both work at Comixology, obviously. Yes. We just make the magic happen.
I speak backwards and things happen. But they happen backwards, so it's really bad.
So everybody gets really confused. What's the show going to be about?
On today's show, we are going to talk about this week's releases, the stuff that we read that we're excited for, and we have some love for DC and Marvel.
Sure.
We're going to have a special guest this
week.
Could
be our biggest guest ever in the history of the Comixologist.
Yeah, he's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Like, he is the fastest rising star I've ever seen in comic books.
Mm-hmm. Should we say who it is? Should we tease it?
Let's just tease it for a little bit.
Okay, we'll tease it.
He is a finalist in a contest to write a book with Stan Lee.
Right.
Who I am very good friends with.
You met him at the Harvey Awards.
That's
took
right,
the picture.
Yeah. I know. Oh my God.
You almost died. Your heart almost exploded.
It really did. Yeah, it was luckily Superman was there to tell me that my heart was beating so fast that it was going to explode.
So our guest has been called a social media scientist on this podcast previously.
Yes.
He's going to be here a little later. Mm-hmm. He's going to tell us what his story is, his journey.
And into mystery?
And how you can vote for him. So,
haha, little comic book joke.
Do we want to get into some great stuff that we've been reading?
Yeah,
at the
let's get into the stuff that came out this week.
Mm-hmm.
The same day as print,
right? The big same day.
Yes.
I love the same day. Obviously,
yeah. We were trying to discuss about what we were going to talk about later in the show when we do kind of our past favorites,
right?
The oldies, and I realized that I don't have any old books downloaded on my iPad.
Oh God,
it's really bad.
What
I'm reading only new
you?
Stuff. Yeah, I know. There's so much old stuff that I should be reading.
The golden oldies. That's what we should call the segment, the Golden Oldies.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get some Golden Girls to introduce the segment, too. Are they still alive?
One of them.
All right. Well,
the rest of them are dead man.
I'm sure we can get them. We can get them over here. We'll talk to the lawyers. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. We'll talk to our seance experts.
I read Venom, the new Venom that came out this week.
Yeah, Venom.
I'm not big into the tie-ins, personally, but I'm a big fan of... Remender. Is it Remender or Remender?
Rick Remender.
He's pretty much killing it on the Venom and X-Force, obviously.
Yeah.
So I downloaded the old Venom, and this is a Spider Island tie-in. It takes place, obviously in Spider Island. The outbreak has happened, and everyone's getting spider powers. J. Jonah Jameson, I think, has powers now.
Yeah, he's the Spectacular Spider-Mayor.
I love it. So this is the Venom, if you don't follow. Flash Thompson obviously had his legs lopped off in the war.
The Great War?
The Great War, the Revolutionary. So he's been fused with a symbiote, as I call it, symbiote.
Symbiote.
So he merges with a symbiote to do these secret ops missions. And... he merges with it, but after a certain point, the Venom symbiote starts to take control. He's been connected to it for too long, so he's got to be out of the suit by a certain time, or he stops looking like a military guy and then turns into the big beastly Venom.
Yes, which a lot of people say they hate the big beastly Venom. I love the big beastly Venom, except for the tongue.
What about the teeth? You like the teeth?
I like the teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in this issue, he's infiltrated the Jackal's group as the Spider King.
Yes, but don't tell anybody who the Spider King is, because that would be a big spoiler.
Not going to do anything.
It's a really, it's actually like really, you have to read Venom to find out who he is.
Yes.
Or this current issue.
It kind of freaked me out, because I'm not on the up and up with the Spider Island, and I was like, whoa, did that just happen right now?
Yeah, it just came out of left field.
Yeah, blew my mind. So he infiltrates, and he finds out that Eddie Brock, who evidently is the anti-Venom now, and he's like bringing in these people that have been turned into spider people and forcing out the Venom, whatever is causing them to be, you know, spider people. So he's like giving them the cure. It's like this hilarious religious angle. So he's in a church, like giving speeches, and they're bringing out the kids to him, and he's like, "Be gone, demons!" And it's pretty hilarious. So Flash Thompson is tasked to go after him and find out how he's doing this. And,
as the Spider King.
Yes. The Jackal's people send him over there to kill him, but his team tells him to take him down and find out how he's doing this. Great book.
It's great. The real gem of this book is what happens when the symbiote sees Eddie Brock.
Mm.
And that's where the magic happens.
Yeah.
That's where the real like meat of the story
is.
Oh
God, so good. So
it's so meaty.
I loved it. Tom Fowler on the art chores, not Tony Moore. They're like switching off every issue.
Mm-hmm. I like Tony Moore.
I do love Tony Moore on Fear Agent. You know, everything he does is just delicious.
Delicious.
He did a Dark Wolverine or the Punisher, and he did a few issues on
that.
Oh, yeah,
the Punisher, yeah.
The Frankencastle, you know, if you're into that sort of thing. If you are,
I liked Frankencastle, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Were you a Punisher fan before that or no?
I was kind of in and out of it. He was kind of like a one-trick pony for me. He was like, blah, oh my God, my family's dead. I'm just going to kill all these bad people.
Could be the greatest Punisher impression I've ever heard. Yeah, bar none.
I'm the Punisher. I'm going to kill everybody.
You're reading the Spider Island main in the Spider-Man?
Yes. I hadn't been reading it before, and then I caught up yesterday. I had jury duty, and I caught up on it there.
Good heavens.
Yeah, I was sitting for a long time. But I'm caught up, and I read the most recent issue, which was 669, or was it 670?
I'm not sure.
670. It was 670. Which had the cover of the Spectacular Spider-Mayor.
Which was hilarious.
Yeah. I really, really liked it. Like, I actually, like, reading it all in, like, up to this point in, like, a clump was really great, and everything seemed to run together really well. The one thing I really like about Spider-Man in his actual book, and he's with the Avengers in this. The one thing I don't like about the Avengers is that everybody sounds like Spider-Man in that. But in Spider-Man's book, Spider-Man sounds like Spider-Man, and everybody else sounds like everybody else.
Yeah.
Which is like, I don't know.
Yeah, in the Avengers books, it's all kind of, everyone's hilarious.
Yeah.
Everyone's got like an awesome sense of humor all of a sudden.
It's like somebody trying to fake write as Joss Whedon.
Hmm. You love the Whedon.
I love the Whedon.
Are there Whedonites? Is that what they're called? Whedon, like, are Whedon fans, do they have a name?
No, I think you're thinking of people who like Will Wheaton.
Oh, Will Wheaton.
Yeah, those are Wheatonites.
Are you a Wheatonite too? Do you like Will Wheaton?
He's all right. I'm more. It's.
I want to loop that out. That reaction is hilarious.
But okay, so Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He sounds like himself. He's very funny. The one thing about this issue is that he doesn't. It doesn't like have like a very big one part to the story.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of it is just recapping the stuff that happens in the tie-ins.
Hmm. Weird.
It's really weird. Like there, because I read that actually the tie-ins first for this week, and then I started to see it like had whole pages from the tie-ins.
Wow.
In the middle of the story, like kind of recapping the stuff that happens in the tie-in. So you don't have to read the tie-in, which makes me feel weird about the tie-in.
Yeah, usually in the like events, they almost like don't even really acknowledge the tie-in stuff.
Yeah, but
which is totally different.
Right, but the tie-ins are actually like they do the tie-ins weird because that how they usually do it is it's like kind of an ancillary story that isn't super important,
mm-hmm.
but in this case, it's really really important that you read the tie-ins.
Wow.
But
I'm
they,
scared.
You know, yeah, you should be scared. It's really important. You're going to not understand.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so serious.
So how's Jameson in this? Is he adorable?
He's adorable, and he's also really fun. He has this great moment where at the end where he kind of Spider's out a little bit more, mm-hmm. like everybody else has been. And there is a special guest at the end, and they have a very romantic moment.
Is it his wife?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to tell you.
Deceased wife, right?
Yeah. Let's just say he gets a little up close and personal with somebody from his past.
Aunt May. Don't tell me.
I'm not going to tell you.
All right. I'm just trying to think. Mary Jane. No.
No. No. How is Mary Jane a part of, like, J.J. I don't even think they know each other.
I don't know. Harry Osborn did the thing with Gwen Stacy. You know, that happened.
Gwen Stefani?
No. Oh. Absolutely not. No. What happens? So are they turning into, like, beasts after a while? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, yeah. At the end of the last issue, it was revealed that, they're turning into, like, spider monsters.
That makes more sense to the Venom issue that I read. Because they're all, like, freaky looking.
Yeah.
All right, I'll have to check it out. Because I love the Umberto Ramos.
Yeah, he's stuff. Good. It really works with this. I never really liked him that much in X-Men, though.
Did they ever, when I started to read when Ramos was on it, did they ever tie up the Goblin stuff? Or is that just, like, a seed story that's, like, continuing? Like, remember how there's, like, Goblin gangs?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think it's a seed story that's happening still.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one, I guess. Maybe that's the next event.
Yeah, it was more big in Osborn, the mini, but I never got the last issue of it, so I don't know what happened.
What
it was so good, and nobody...
Not good enough to get the last issue, huh?
I couldn't find it.
Maybe we should change gears to something magical.
Ah, yes. You want to hear something magical? I have a magical story for you, everybody. I read a little book.
Yeah?
It was called Justice League Dark.
That doesn't sound magical at all. It sounds dark.
And magical. It's about magic people.
What's this book about? I didn't read this.
So basically, if you read the Flashpoint Secret 7 stuff...
No.
No. Okay. So Justice League Dark is the magic team, and it involved the Justice League... But the Justice League falls prey to these magic events that are happening.
What? So, like, Aquaman, Superman, and Batman?
Well, it's more Superman, Wonder Woman, and Cyborg.
Oh, so Cyborg, like, are they shown in flashbacks? Or are they like, in the book?
They're in the book.
Hmm.
In modern time.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they're, like, Cyborg hasn't even been in anything yet.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird.
That is weird.
It was a little weird. But what happens is... Enchantress is insane, and she's doing all these things. I don't know if it's like if it's against her own knowledge or not, but she's causing all these events on Earth, and the Justice League go and try and stop her. And of course, Superman is allergic to magic or something like that. I don't know.
Superman?
Yeah, he sneezes.
That's like an old that's an old storyline. I think before Final or Crisis back in the day. That was like one of his weaknesses was magic.
Yeah, he was weak against magic and then he wasn't and then he was again.
Weird.
Yeah, they made it happen again. So he's weak against magic. And they defeat him and Wonder Woman and Cyborg. Madame Xanadu is seeing all this and so she calls for Shade the Changing Man, and then Zatanna calls for John Constantine, who doesn't even really have a part in the story. He just like disappears and is like, "What the hell?" He's like, "How did I even get here?"
Doesn't he have a European accent?
He's like, "What the hell? How did I even get here?" Are you happy now?
That's way better, I think.
And then there's a couple other people. It's whatever. You just have to read it.
I don't want to tell you the whole story.
Don't,
well, now that I know that Cyborg and Superman and Wonder Woman are in, I'm going to see it. I'm going to, you know, pick it up in the app.
They're just...
I don't even care. They could be in it. They can just be in one panel and I'll get it.
Fine, whatever. But Peter Milligan, he wrote the Secret 7 stuff and he does a really good job. He does a really good job of making it, like, very dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird setup because there's a lot that happens that is just like really bizarre and isn't explained.
Hmm.
So hopefully it'll be explained in the next issue. I really liked it. I've been looking forward to this book for a long time, so I would definitely pick it up if you get the chance.
All right.
Give it a chance. It's like, 'cause the magic is cool.
Before we get to our big guest, that might be in here soon. Probably the biggest guest we've ever had. Let's talk about something even more magical than Justice League Dark. Aquaman.
Oh yeah, Aquaman. Aquaman's not magic.
Let's just say that before I read Aquaman number one, I was pretty steadfast in him being the worst character of all time, next to Booster Gold.
Still, like even after Brightest Day stuff,
I didn't read any of that stuff.
Oh, you sick!
I'm not a big DC guy, so I took a chance on this. You know, the new 52. You know, I'm their prime candidate. Mm-hmm. I picked it up. Awesome.
You decided to get your feet wet.
I got. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Yes. I loved Aquaman. Did you read Aquaman?
I actually haven't read it yet.
Oh, my heavens.
It's like my next book to read.
He comes in into this book. He walks into a diner and a seafood place. So everyone's like, what is Aquaman doing in here? He can't eat fish. So he sits down and orders fish and chips. So all these people are like coming up to him. He's like, what are you doing eating fish? Don't you talk to fish? And this, like, completely annoys him. He's like, he gives him, like, the stare, like, I don't talk to fish. So he's like, it's almost like he's talking to me.
Yeah, he was talking directly to
you.
He was,
like, and he's like, he's defeating all these notions that I had about Aquaman. And it's awesome. Like, he there's this kid who's, like, a blogger. He wants to interview Aquaman, so he gets on Aquaman's nerves totally. And eventually he goes back to like kind of the shore and he sees his wife there and he says he's like tired of being the Atlantean king. He's like, I never asked for this. I think it's time for me to leave. So him and his wife, you know, are planning for a new life. And I was like, this is really good. Blew my mind. Blew it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I actually have always loved Aquaman.
Really?
I really did you ever read
no
you never did. Why am I even asking you
if Aquaman is in it in a panel? I'd probably try to throw it out the nearest window, even if it wasn't mine.
I've read through most of the Death of a Prince story, which is the death of Aqua Baby. It sounds stupid, but you should read it.
Sounds frightening.
You should almost read it. Aqua Baby is a fantastic character.
Every episode we've done so far, we've done two previews. You frightened me with the title, where I like never want to read a book ever again.
Oh my god! If you're scared, you should do it.
Should we bring in our special guest?
All right. So we have a very special guest. He is a experienced writer. He's a very fast up and comer in the comic book world.
Right. Near and dear to our heart.
Yes.
Comixology's heart.
May I introduce to everybody Kevin Pearl.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Thank you for having me. Oh, this is so great. Oh.
So Kevin, the jig is up. You know, you work for Comixology, yeah. Obviously. You're a social media scientist.
Something you've been called. Yeah.
You've gotten many awards.
That's right.
I think.
That's right.
That's what you told me. So you entered a contest. What happened with this contest?
I entered a contest and it was just, I heard about the contest. I think I talked about it quite a bit in the office for a bit about this cool thing that MTV has going on with their comics. I guess they want to launch a comic line, and it looks like they have some really cool stuff involved. And lo and behold, they have Stan Lee involved in their project too. And he put out a call for submissions for this really just wild, like, space opera superhero saga he's trying to put together.
Sign me up.
And I guess, like, okay, as a writer and a, you know, fairly on the creative side of things, that's not even normally my cup of tea when it comes to writing, but I was up for the challenge of taking on, you know, someone else's characters, someone else's basic premise, and trying to kind of make it my own a bit. And this, I mean, I should just, as a disclaimer, like, this is totally not affiliated with Comixology,
right,
or my role and employment here. At
yeah, it's just something awesome that,
totally,
that you did.
I totally did it off the clock, you could say. And right. It was, lo and behold, I got selected. I made it into the semifinals, which are going on right now, and the voting ends at 3 p.m. Friday, the September 30th. So pretty much
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Holy crap!
So we need to get this out here pronto.
Yeah.
What time
is
it end? 11.
Three o'clock in the afternoon.
So where can people find the page to vote for you?
They can find it on mtv.com/geek, and then you just kind of pick on that big old picture of Stan Lee,
And I do that instinctively anyway.
Yeah, right? I do that every day.
The
even if it's not a computer, just press your hand on just, like, pictures.
It's my background.
That's right. You had to meet Stanley at the Harvey Awards. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
We relive it every day.
I know. Oh, my gosh. And now you might get to meet Stanley. Wow.
That would be great.
So what's like the brief synopsis of your epic?
You know what?
Can we call it an epic?
You can call it an epic. Yeah, we can call it epic. Yeah, awesome, actually.
Yeah, it's an epic. A space epic.
That would be so awesome. Oh.
Give us a quick, like, two-sentence synopsis or two- or three-sentence synopsis, and then I want to hear a... excerpt from
your
script.
An excerpt. Okay, gonna put me on the spot. All right, that's okay. So the basic premise, to do that quick few sentence thing you just talked about. It's aliens kind of hidden among humanity, and you know they've been around for a while, and they're kind of gonna decide the fate of the world and whether it should exist or whether it should explode.
Another frightening book for me. Now I'm scared again.
I know, right? Are they Skrulls?
They're called Skrulls.
They're called the Seekers, and they're just hidden among humans. Hmm. And so my take on it was to very much focus more on the humanity of things. And we have this question of, should the Earth exist after as this trial takes place. And so I wanted to do something that sort of maybe looked at human culture and from an alien point of view, right? Mm. And so I've tried to look at it through the history of the human race and some of the neat highlights and things, and sort of set up a little bit of like a time travel element through one of the characters, which Stan Lee, he gave you kind of a cool cast of characters to work with. And
right.
Some great things. So, yeah, that's my take. And... you know what? I will attempt this dramatic reading.
All right, let's try it.
Excerpt from,
I wish we had some dramatic music.
Yeah.
The
treatment here that we wrote.
Does this have a title, official title, or
the
temporary?
Official title of the contest is The Seekers.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming that's going to be the title of the graphic novel.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
So... yeah, if you you don't have time to read through the whole, it's 10 pages of script and 2-page treatment that I've submitted.
Give us
a taste.
Here we go.
I'm
taste
so excited.
Time. Right.
My tasticles.
The universe is filled with secrets, hidden histories, cosmic mysteries, and more things forgotten than could ever be remembered. Stars live for eons, birthing planets where civilizations rise and fall, evolve and grow, live and die, only to erupt in supernova with the hope of leaving a lasting mark upon the cosmos. Since the dawn of time itself, one group has watched it all, playing judge and jury to all life within the universe. They are a race of immortal beings who hold court among the songs of dying stars, play strategy games with entire solar systems, and cherish balance and order above all else. They are the Seekers, powerful, ancient, and above all things fair. Yet even within their immortal ranks, base corruption can be found.
The contest is
over.
That's it.
That is awesome.
Knock on wood. All right, knock on wood. I don't want to jinx myself
at a wooden table.
Yeah. I highly advise everyone listening to go vote for Kevin Pearl at MTV Geek right now.
Oh, man.
Can you vote multiple times? Is it possible?
I don't know. I would just...
advise some kind of multi-vote process, but if you can vote once and tell your friends, that'd be spectacular.
Oh, my God. I am so excited for
this could be
book.
The last time we ever see Kevin. He could be, like, shipped off to Hollywood after this.
You're going to be a celebrity.
Oh, don't...
Excelsior.
But if not, if it doesn't happen... I'm sure, we'll still love you the same.
It's really just an honor to be a part of the contest, and there are just so many great entries up mm-hmm. there.
He's so humble.
There's 20 names that are in the semifinals. I don't know how many people actually submitted.
Did you memorize the speech that you're giving us right now?
No, I didn't. There's some really great stuff up there, and I would really encourage you to check out all the entries. And, Click a couple, but make sure one of them's mine.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Click on Kevin.
Go for Kevin. Kevin, what did you read anything exciting this week?
Yeah.
Or last week that you wanted to chat
Journey
about?
Into Mystery. That was great. Did
really?
You guys cover that?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
Journey into Mystery.
This is a, let's preface this. This is a print book.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
That's true.
This is a print book. You can find it on the app. but you can find it in print, and we want to support print. So sure. Tell us a little bit about this week's Journey into Mystery.
I guess you could say that's maybe, my pick of the week, we'll say, right?
It's a journey into the mystery of print.
Oh, we're going on a journey into the mystery of print. But anyways, this is just kind of picking up with that Fear Itself event that's going on in the Marvel Universe this summer. And if you really ask me, I think Journey into Mystery is where it's at with Fear Itself.
Yeah, Fear Itself is awful. I can't stand it.
Oh, hey, it's not fun.
It might not be the weatherman's cup of tea, but it could be yours. And the back issues are in the app, so go check it out.
You guys can like it. I can't advise.
You tell it like it is. That's why we love you, Weatherman.
That's why I do. Why am I going to lie to you? Oh yeah, it's really good.
Aww. So Journey, who is this? Kieran Gillen? Is that how you say his name?
Yes, I think that's how you say his name.
Yeah, I gambled on that pronunciation. Yeah. It's tough.
Kieran Gillen, maybe.
Gillen
sounds, because he's European, I think, isn't he?
I know he used to write video game reviews before he wrote in the comics.
You know, so when he types out X-Men, he doesn't capitalize the M for some reason. It always makes me...
It's very European.
It twitches. It twitches my eye.
Very European.
So what's happening in Journey into Mystery? Anything know about?
It's sort of a side story that is not getting the kind of crossoverness with the main event. And it's just about this young Loki that's doing all he can to stop the serpent, if you know what's going on in Fear Itself, and this new god of fear that's risen up, trying to take over Earth or destroy the world. Mm-hmm. So all the main heroes are kind of dealing with that in Fear Itself. And then you get this book, Journey into Mystery, where Loki, kid Loki, is on a journey into mystery to solve and stop the serpent.
So wait, how is he young Loki in this book while
A whole nother
thing. Is there a tie-in that I have to read to figure that out?
Wait, what? Yes. You don't know about young Loki?
No.
Oh my god, where have you been?
I
don't read DC, I read Marvel, blah, 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 blah. You haven't read Marvel for a very long time.
I'll say this, I'm not a Thor guy either. I'm an Ultimate Thor guy. 616 Thor? Get out of here with that. I don't want to read that. Get out of here.
Oh, man.
Loki's older in Ultimates. I just saw him in... I will see him in issue 2. Or is that out? Yeah, it's out. I can talk about that.
Yeah, you can. It's out.
Yeah, he's an adult in that book.
Well, yeah.
He was fighting back-to-back with the Thor.
What?
Just read it.
Okay, fine.
Nice. Journey into Mystery.
All right, yeah. Journey into Mystery.
Journey into Mystery and...
For all of you who are up to date with 616.
Yeah, sorry everybody else on Earth.
616.
Anything else besides Journey before we wrap up our most successful show in history?
Yeah, right. Totally. I did read Justice League Dark. That was some great stuff. And I mean, I danced around a lot of the new 52 books this
week.
Like
Voodoo? Did you read Voodoo yet?
Oh,
I
man,
have no
I
idea what that's
read.
About.
It's about
22 pages long.
It is about 22 pages long. The Ron Mars writes it. I just know that character is like a stripper / monster.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
So it's Witchblade.
Stuff. And
Witchblade or Angelus or
maybe
one of those, yeah.
All-Star Western was really awesome.
I got to read that. I'm going to read that.
Oh, yeah, I really want to read that too, yeah.
And he's like, actually, I mean, in this new relaunched, new DC universe, it's Gotham City in the Old West, and that's just,
no way.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, so that's available digitally. So go for it.
Grab it.
I should digital. What?
I'm gonna go out and say that this is a great show.
Yeah,
for the Comixologist.
Yeah, it really is. It was a very good show.
Oh, great, right? The Comixologist.
That's right.
Comixologist.
Official name. If you want to subscribe in the iTunes,
I voted for that name.
You can. Yeah.
We should make one announcement. Quanzar is our winner.
Oh.
He was the one who came up with the name.
He did.
He's the winner.
Congratulations to him. Well deserved.
Yes, at Quanzar.
Yeah, he also suggested Let's Get Digital, which was vying for the top.
I like that,
too.
Oh,
man, we wanted to be Let's Get Digital so
bad. I might have to use that as a title for a column.
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of a one-trick pony. Especially hearing the song every week would have, our numbers would have plummeted.
No way. If we had a...
They would have gone shot up and then plummeted horribly.
If we had a new intro singing...
Olivia Newton-John would have killed us.
Can we just sing it for a little bit? I'll sing it. Let's get digital, digital.
You do sound like a robot when you do talk like this.
Yes.
So yeah, thanks for listening. We have an email.
Yes, you can email us at podcast@comixology.com. Check out all the full listing of our releases at comixology.com/digital, and you can read all of our books at comics.comixology.com. com.
Are you on the Twitter? Where can people find you, Kevin?
Well, I do from time to time man the at Comixology account.
Yes.
And I do have my own personal account at KP underscore Pearl. So you can check that out. Lots of secret talk going on over there.
Big time secret talk.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, yes. And your handle is very strange.
Yes.
What
is
it?
You know what? I wish I had one handle on my joystick now.
Video game joystick.
Yes. It's at one hand, one joystick. The numbers are numbers.
Find him. And yes. I'm at Slim. So don't forget to email us. You know, you want your 2 cents heard on the show?
Yeah, we will read your emails and not make fun of them. I promise. I promise.
I don't know. You made fun of Fear Itself pretty hardcore.
I can't make promises.
All right. Let's just hit the music and...
Yeah. And we're going to go read comic books.
All right. We'll see everyone next week.